Masechta Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the volume of for Haitzah, of what needs to be carried in order to transgress the Malacha of Haitzah, carrying an item from one domain to another domain, it's dependent upon whether or not the item that he's carrying is important to other people that they would store such a thing, and it has the quantity significant that people would store it. Only when he carries such a thing, then he's over the Malacha deraisa of Haitzah. But any less than that, there's no Issa deraisa of Haitzah, unless he's abnormal and he would store such a thing. But for the average person who doesn't store such a thing, then there would be no Issa deraisa of Haitzah. The Mishnayos now come to give the specifics for different items, at what volume that is. Mishnah Dalet. Hamaitzi Tevin. Someone who's carrying out tevin, that's straw, when they would cut the grain, the part that was cut together with the grain after the grain was removed, that part was the straw that was fed to cows. And the amount necessary to be over the melacha of haitzah would be kemalei fi para, the amount that would fill a mouthful of a cow. That's a significant amount of an item that would be stored with this quantity. So that amount would be... carrying that amount would be over the Isra of Eitzah. If it's Eitzah, Kimelei Pi Gamal. Eitzah is straw from a bean plant, and this was used to feed camels. And Kimelei Pi Gamal, the amount to fill one mouthful of a gamal, that's the amount one has to carry to be over Eitzah. Amir, Kimelei Pi Tele. Amir, which is the thicker part of the stalks of grain, it's the lower part that's left behind when the grain is harvested. This thicker part was fed to sheep, and if you have a full mouthful for a sheep, so then that's the amount to be over Haitzah. Asabim, grasses, kemloi pi agdi, like the full mouthful of a young goat. Ale shum va'ale bitzalim, the leaves of garlic and the leaves of onion plants. So it depends. If they're lachim, if they're moist, and they're still fitting for human consumption, then they're kigregeris. The size of a dried fig, which is the general size for all human food, which we'll see later on in the Mishnah. But if it's yevashim, if they're dried and it's going to go for animal food, it's kimlai pigdi, the amount to fill a mouthful of a young goat. The Mishnah continues, v'ein mitzarfim zeh mzeh. You can't combine the different shear. If you have half a larger shear and half a smaller shear, they're not going to combine. Mipnei shalei shavu b'shiurim, because they're not equal in their shiurim. They have different shiurim, and so you can't use a different type of straw to fill the shear for a different type, since they have different set shiurim for them. Hamaitzi achlim, if someone carries, this is human food, then kigregeris. If it's the size of a dried fig, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv for haitzah. That means he's going to be chayiv a karban chatzos if it's done b'shegig. That means that it's iser deraisa. Umitzarfim zeh mzeh, and all different types of human foods can combine with each other to make this shear of a gregaris, mipnei shu shav b'shirim, because they all have the same volume for their shear, and that's a gregaris, a dried fig. Chutz miklupeyem, with the exception that we don't count the shell around the fruit, the garineim, and their seeds, v'oktzein, and the stems, v'suban, and the coarse bran from the grain, u'morsanan, or the fine bran, all these parts are not generally eaten by people, so they're not combined into the shear of gregers when calculating the shear for haitzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, chutz miklipei adashim. There's an exception here. There is a peel, a shell, that we do count as part of the shear, and that's the one on Adashim, on lentils, because generally they're cooked together with the lentils and they're eaten together. They soften up when they get cooked and they're eaten together. So they're also included in the shear for gregris for Eitzah. Paraches Mishnah Aleph continues discussing the same topic, the shiurim for Eitzah. Here it goes to liquids. Hamaitzi yain, if someone carries out wine, and in the times of the Mishnah, the wine was a very heavy, thick wine that they would dilute with water. And they would put three parts water to one part wine. So someone who's carrying out just the wine, the undiluted wine, kidei mezigas hakais, the amount necessary to mix together to make a cup full, which is a revius, which is somewhere between around 3 to around 5 ounces, So he needs enough that he can mix together and make a revius, a cupful, and that's three parts water, one part wine. So he only needs a quarter of a revius of the undiluted wine to be over haitza when he carries it out. Chalav, if he's carrying milk, kedei gemia, the amount to swallow in one gulp. And devash, if he's carrying honey, kedei litin alakasas, to put on a sore. They would apply honey to sores on the animal's back. A horse or donkey that carried loads, their backs would get sore, and they would rub honey on it for refuah. Honey was also used for eating, but the shear for eating would be larger. Here, the shear to apply on these sores was significantly smaller, and that's already a shear of significance that one would be able for haitza. Shemen, if he's carrying oil, kedei lasach eiver katan, the amount to smear on the smallest limb, and the Rav says that's the pinky toe of a newborn baby, the amount of oil that it would take to small on that, which is a very small amount, that's already a shear chashuv for haitza. Mayim, if he's carrying water, kedei lashuv behem es akilar, the amount needed to rub into a kilar, which was a medication that was rubbed into the eye. It was an eye medication. So, and just the amount of water to put into this rub for one eye, which is a very small amount of water. Ushar kol hamashken, all other types of liquids, berevius, the shear was a revius. V'chol ha-shoifchen, and any water that's going to be spilled out, dirty water that he's going to spill out, is also berevius. This is all the first time of this mission in the Tanakhama's opinion, and many of these liquids had a very small shear. Reb Shimon says, kulan berevius, really for all the liquids, wine, milk, they're all the shear of revius, which is larger. V'lay amru kol ha-shirin halalu, these smaller shirim were only said regarding ela lematzni'ein, for someone that would store such thing. We mentioned previously that haitza, someone only transgresses haitza on something that's generally stored away, and the quantity that has significance that's stored away. But less than that, he's not over haitza, unless he's a person that would, he's unique, that he's different than everyone else, he would store even a smaller quantity or a less chashuv item. Then for him, still, there would be haitza on that item. The previous Tana, that we mentioned this in the previous parak Mishnah Gimel, he seemed to imply that someone that would store it anyways, there's no minimum to the quantity. As long as he would store it, even if it's the smallest amount, there's no minimum, he would still be over personally for the Malach of Haitza. But Reb Shimon says that no, these shiurim of these liquids, these smaller shiurim that were listed in the beginning of this Mishnah, those are the minimum shear for the abnormal person who would store these things. There's a limit only up until this amount. But less than that, even if he stores it still, he's not going to be over haitza. But for the average person wouldn't store such a thing, and for the average person, the shear is set on a revius for all these liquids.